As we take a look at different faith communities in Vermont and ask them what's changed and what stayed the same during this past year of COVID-19 restrictions, this week we checked in with religious leader of Burlington's Jewish community, Rabbi Eliyahu Yunick. Throughout the past year, the rabbi's outreach has extended even further than the Burlington community at large by embracing technology to reach more congregants via online platforms and even opening a day school for young students. As they are currently gearing up for its Passover programming and outreach, Rabbi Yunick joined me to talk about what has and hasn't changed in the last year. Welcome, Rabbi.
Good morning. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
For those in the Jewish faith, the celebration of Passover is coming soon with the Seder meal. Can you give us a bit of a history lesson and just give us some background about the holiday itself?
To commemorate our liberation from ancient Egypt, we eat unleavened bread or flat bread on Passover. For when we left Egypt, Paro kicked us out in haste, and therefore we did not have time to let our bread rise, and thus we baked it fairly quickly, and therefore to commemorate that, we eat unleavened bread, otherwise known as matzah. The highlight of Passover is the Seder. It's observed on each of the first two nights of the holiday. This year, it falls out Saturday night, March 27th, and Sunday evening, March 28th.
And I understand this will be actually the second year in a row that folks in the Jewish faith will have Passover and Seder during a pandemic, essentially, and, you know, sort of have to change gatherings. What might that look like in some Vermont homes this year?
Passover is really a family-oriented meal. A lot of times in the previous years, we've had big Seders, but it can be done at home, just like almost everything in Judaism is also in the house, not just in the synagogue. Last year, we saw that we won't be able to have a big Seder as we usually have with so many people. Therefore, we started an initiative of Seder to-go kits.
Can you share what's in the Seder to-go kits?
We have three matzahs, wine, a Seder plate, and we have all the traditional things that we put on the plate in order to have the Seder, in order to, for each and every house, to celebrate the Seder with all its traditions, and we pack that all into one box. And we plan to do that again this year because there are still restrictions and it's not safe yet to gather in big crowds. We plan on having, again, Seder to-go kits in which we will give any family that requests a kit with everything that you would need to have a Seder, plus a guide to guide everyone.
What is the significance of the items that are in the Seder to-go kits?
We eat the three matzahs. We eat bitter herbs to commemorate the slavery that we had. We have salt water to commemorate our tears. And then we drink four cups of wine, leaning to our left, to show our liberation and the freedom that we have today.
How about just weekly gatherings on Sabbath? Have you been able to meet in person through the past year, and what does that look like?
Right. So synagogue is an important part of Judaism. We all come to pray together. But as I said before, the traditions are really family-oriented. We have a Friday night meal. It's with the family, usually. Almost everything in Judaism could be done in the home. So I think that really let people hold on to the faith in a strong way throughout the pandemic. I'm sure all organizations saw the thirst and the yearning, and we saw a tremendous attendance. And in general, even people reaching out privately, they want to study. The thirst is there. And it's interesting that this year, even though there was a pandemic, we actually started the first Jewish day school here in Vermont.
What might be a universal message that we might take away from a holiday like Passover?
Our godly souls should free itself from the bondage of all our thoughts and all our ego, and to be able to snap out of it and to realize that we could be free and we could be making the world a much better place, and that tomorrow could be a brighter day.
One more question too. What's the first thing that you'd like to do when COVID-19 restrictions are over?
Probably have a big Shabbat meal with all the friends and yeah.
That's Rabbi Eliyahu Yunick, and you're listening to Weekend Edition.